Must have been the other bits, so I'm sorry. I didn't have you on this public meeting.
Raise your right hand. Word of the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. Thanks. Please be seated. Send your name and spell it for the record, please.
My name is Stanley Bastian. That's S-T-A-N-L-E-Y. Last name B-A-S-T-I-A-N. Most people call me Stan. I'm a longtime resident of the Eagle community, 31 years, past member of the Eagle City Council. You need my address. I forgot to state that. 1369 East Nestview Court in Eagle.
I'm sorry, East what?
East Nestview Court in Eagle. I'm a past member of the Eagle City Council. And as such, along with Mr. Nordstrom, I have considerable knowledge of the history and goals of the M3 project. I want to divert from my prepared statement just a little bit. One of the things that I noted serving on the city council was there was a great interest in the foothills development, M3, Castera, Suncor, and the Conley Ranch, Colin Conley in particular, person there. And it was my view when I was on the city council that it would be better for the community if we had a development plan for that whole area, an impact plan. And so we look for that for the participants that I just read about to get data, information, testimony, and community input, and a large number of meetings held to discuss the issue and to determine under what conditions these lands would be possibly annexed to the city, and very specific conditions to make sure that the annexation and the development would be in conformity to the interests of the community and to the protection of the community. I know that M3 has commissioned extensive groundwater studies and testing that support their claim that an adequate water supply exists to serve their master plan community. In this process, they have employed recognized water experts, used the expertise and services of the University of Idaho and Boise State University, researched historical information, used it to conduct extensive studies of the area's aquifer. Personally, I've been impressed by M3's commitment to understand the water resources of our community, and I commend them for their work. In the years that I served, and those were 16 years, we had no other applicant who had done such an extensive preparation and information about the water system, or the aquifer, rather. I have listened to several presentations by Hydrologic Incorporated, the firm M3 commissioned to do the water studies. They have developed a three-dimensional hydrological framework, which consists of measuring Northern Ada County groundwater levels, determining the flow patterns, and establishing a monitoring system to measure water levels on a continuous basis prior to these hearings, during this time now, and the plan is to continue that monitoring process. M3 has used this framework to assess the potential impact to existing wells from the proposed M3 Eagle wells. Hydrologic Incorporation's conclusions appear to be credible and were presented in such a way, that I could understand them. The data from Hydrologic Incorporated strongly supports their contention that there is a significant regional aquifer, the Pierce Gulch Sand Aquifer, which underlies the City of Eagle, including M3 Eagle Site. And I think that's good news. Good news for the community that we have a strong source of water beneath us. Hydrologic has presented a credible argument that their extensive monitoring network will be able to effectively show any impact to the aquifer from the M3 wells. I believe that long-term monitoring is a reliable way to show such impacts. M3 has shown their support to implement and carry out a well-developed water level monitoring program. In summary, Hydrologic has conducted extensive studies to ensure that the water supply is available to meet the long-term needs of the M3 project and the Eagle community. Unless data can be produced that refutes these conclusions, show damage to the aquifer or existing users, I support M3 Eagle's water right request. Other factors that I think are pertinent and of particular note in this hearing are, M3 has done the kind of long-term or long-range study and planning that supports their application. M3 plans to use water conservation techniques such as drip irrigation and xeriscape practices. Wastewater will be treated to Class A drinking water standards and reused as irrigation water, thus conserving water. A centralized water system will limit the number of wells that are needed for the project and ensure that wells that are drilled will be sealed and constructed of quality material under the state's rules for public drinking water systems. In conclusion, I believe the granting of water rights ought to be based upon sound scientific evidence and not emotional appeals. If, as M3's commissioned groundwater studies indicate, there is sufficient water for the application, I support their request.
Thank you, Mr. Bastian. Mr. Lark.
Thank you, Mr. Bastian, for coming in and testifying. I'm just going to ask you the same couple of questions I asked Mr. Nordstrom. First, as a city council member for the City of Eagle, are you familiar with the pre-annexation agreement entered into between the city and M3?
I am.
And do you understand this agreement to contemplate having the city own and operate the M3 municipal water supply systems?
Yes, as a member of the council at the time that was agreed upon, that was one of the requirements that we placed upon that agreement. We believe it's important that the city have a municipal system and be able to control the water use through that system.
Thank you, that's all.
Okay, Mr. Thorne.
Mr. Bastian, thanks for your testimony. I appreciate it. I believe you just said that you would support M3 data there, and I contend you've collected a lot of information, and you would support their findings unless there is data that refutes their conclusions. Is that correct?
That is correct.
And obviously, M3 has provided a lot of information and technical documentations. Are you aware over the last 6 months of the scientific data and analysis from experts such as Dr. Del Ralston at the University of Idaho, where he has used words such as flawed models, flawed analysis, that type of stuff? Have you had a chance to read through any of his information?
I have not had a chance to read through that information.
Have you had a chance to read through the Department of Water Resources staff memorandum that there's three of their technical experts reviewed M3's documents, you know, reviewed documents that were put forth by the protestants and their experts, as well as other information? Have you had a chance to read any of their findings yet?
I have not.
Okay. Are you aware that in the Department of Water Resources report, they have identified numerous concerns and inconsistencies with their findings?
I have not read those reports.
So being a prudent a public servant, I imagine you, before you would be on a firm final record, you would want to assess all of those documents, is that correct?
That is correct, and I'd like to add that that's what these hearings are all about. The Idaho Department of Water Resources has that responsibility to look at all that data and make certain that that the requested water rights are warranted.
Okay. And are you aware, a similar question is to Mr. Nordstrom, are you aware that North Ada County Groundwater Users Association is on record as accepting some form of phased water right and monitoring and looking at what the water levels would be doing prior to granting another portion of the water right?
I only became aware of that in conversation here earlier with people aside from this official testimony. And my opinion on that seems to be, not my opinion seems to be the issue, in fact seem to be that M3 would like to secure those rights at a certain date and time, and when the rights are granted that they have those rights secured. And I think the Water Users Association would like to see the rights phased in over time. And I would favor granting the rights, and if there's any subject to any conditions about that, then I think that ought to be the Idaho Department of Water Resources ought to set those conditions, but the rights ought to be established at a date certain and not over years.
Okay. And so with that, potentially, and I'm assuming you've probably a fair amount of information, especially with the recent East Snake Basin concerns statewide, you're probably pretty familiar with that. Would granting a water right, but it's conditionally based on monitoring, so maybe, would you think this might be an appropriate resolution? That if M3 were granted?
I think the water right should be granted in full as the Idaho Department of Water Resources sees it at a certain date.
Okay.
And if there's any conditions that would limit that water right or lessen it, then that would be their responsibility and based upon evidence, their right to impose those limits.
So that mitigation could also include potentially a phased approach if Department of Water Resources determine that to be appropriate.
It all depends upon what you mean by phased.
Yeah.
I think the water right itself should be certain at a date certain, and that the conditions then might be involved in a phasing.
No, so these are the same questions Mr. Nordstrom and Ms. Jekyll. So are you aware that in M3's own data, they identify that the high-capacity well cause drawdowns that will affect other wells?
I'm aware of that, yes.
And you're also aware that the full development of existing municipal water rights will cause artesian pressures to decline over time, and folks that have artesian pressure may in fact lose that in the Eagle Star area?
If that's a part of the public record that they provided, yes. I don't remember reading that.
That is in a couple of the reports, I would contend or suggest. And then your time with Eagle City Council and working with the city, are you aware of any agreements that the city has accepted the responsibility for future monitoring and or future remediation in terms of effects on senior water rights?
The simple answer would be no. The explanation would be that the application for the water right is being made by M3, and whatever the water right granted and the conditions, if any, on that, and once that has been accepted, if they give that to the city obviously would be limited by the Idaho Department of Water Resources rights and any limitations.
And what is your opinion that the city may be in fact accepting a fair amount of liability in terms of potential injury to senior water rights?
I would have to have more data to know. I haven't read all of the studies. I can't tell you that.
Okay. I appreciate your time. Thank you. Any further questions?
Mr. Smith, questions for Mr. Bastian?
Thank you. Just a few. You talked about this continuous monitoring. Apparently, there's no solution is to, who does this monitoring after M3 sells out and then so on, sells the land and the water rights? Who monitors it then? It's not the city of Eagle?
Objection, Mr. Hearing Officer. I believe this has been asked and answered by Mr. Thorne.
Oh, overruled. I'm just not sure. There were about four questions, Mr. Smith. Okay. So we asked one.
All right. As to this continuous monitoring, do you have any idea who is going to monitor after M3 sells the land and the water rights and moves on?
I don't.
Are you aware that none of the protesters here take any issue with the amount of work or studies that HLI has done?
I don't know of any protesters objecting to the studies that have been done.
Are you aware that we agree they've done a lot of work on this project? Have you been here for any of the prior hearings?
I have not.
Are you aware that wells have gone dry without the effects of M3's pumping?
Objection, Mr. Hearing Officer. This gone dry language is ill-defined at best.
Well, I'll allow Mr. Bastian to try to answer the question.
You must know that I'm not a water expert. That's not my field at all. But the map behind me has red dots on it. I can see those red dots, and they say basically that they're dry wells. So I'm assuming that we have in that area several dry wells.
That's all I have.
Okay. Mr. Edwards?
I have no question, but thank you for your time.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Bastian. Pardon me?
Would you like a copy?
If you have copies for the other parties.
Okay.
Now, it's about 23. Can we forge ahead? Is everybody comfortable, or do we need a break?
We need a break.
Pardon me?
We need a break.
Is this a short one?
Just a short one.
I do believe there's one more public witness.
Well, I think we have two.
Oh, we have two.
So, are
we going to take the public witnesses?
Well, how much longer?
5
and 5. Anybody have that much endurance in them?
It's cold water control.
Yeah.
10 minutes. Let's forge ahead.
Yeah, okay. You go ahead.
Good.
Okay. Sir, you've been here. Come forward.